What love? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? In Revelation 3, verse 9, we read, Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Eternal God became incarnate man, and the man Christ Jesus has two comings. His first advent was his birth, a refugee born in a simple, cold cattle stall. His second appearance is his return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At his first arrival, he was a homeless stranger. He had no place to call his own. Next time, every knee will bow before him, and he will govern the whole earth. At his first dawning, he was despised, rejected, hated of men, a man of sorrows. At his second, he will be high and lifted up. His glory will fill the temple of God. At his first appearance, he glorified God on earth in full submission to God's will. At his second, he will be glorified in the heavens, and all people will be judged by him. At his first, he came as a suffering servant, learning obedience through suffering. At his second, he will rule with a rod of iron until Christ is all and in all. This is my Saviour, and this is my God. This is your Saviour, and this is your God too. Mortal man has been redeemed and made to sit with Christ in heavenly places. Why, O arrogant man, why, O foolish woman, do we expect any better treatment? Who am I and who are you that we should not walk the same path as he trod? The earth is not our home. We are passing through until our second coming. We were born into this world, dead in trespasses and sins, cast out from God. But then we were born of the Spirit from above, becoming part of the family of God. And so, as believers, we walk the self-same step as our Saviour and King. As the heavenly seed of Christ, we follow our Master, reflecting him. Our first sojourn is in a world of sin, outcasts from society, scorned and despised. At our second, we will come with him in the clouds of glory, his beloved bride. Our first stay is in an evil world system, and we mustn't become embroiled in its lusts. But the next time we have power over the nations, we will rule and reign with him. At our first appearance, we're hated. We are not of this world, just as Christ was not. At our second, we will sit on his throne, and they will worship him before our feet. At our first dawning, we are to be despised, rejected, hated of men, men of sorrow. At our second, we are to be high and lifted up, for we are pillars in God's temple. On earth, we glorify God by obediently submitting to his will, no matter what. At our second, we will glorify him in heaven, as we sit with him on his throne. And as we sit with him on his throne, we will judge men and angels. Here we have tribulation and suffering, for we too must learn obedience through suffering. Then we rule with him with a rod of iron, until Christ is all in all. He did this for you, and he did this for me. We should think about this in our complainings and doubts. How dare we whine of our loss, our little problems, our petty desires? Should we not count all things lost for the excellency of knowing him? Should we not accept that in this life we will have many troubles and sorrows? But he has overcome this world for love of you and for love of me. Should we not similarly be prepared to be overcomers and not lie down in despair? Should we not love the fellowship of his sufferings for this brief span, knowing that he walked the selfsame path of suffering only for love of us, and so that we with him may spend eternity in the fellowship of our beloved? And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Saviour's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Amazing love, how can it be? 'Tis mystery all, the immortal dies. Who can explore his strange design? In vain the firstborn seraph tries to sound the depths of love divine. 'Tis mercy all, let earth adore, let angel minds inquire no more. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Still the small inward voice I hear, that whispers all my sins forgiven. Still the atoning blood is near, that quenched the wrath of hostile heaven. I know the life his wounds impart. I know the Saviour in my heart. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me?